Psalms chapter 23, the 23rd Psalm. Talk about that shepherd. He's a, one place it says he's a great shepherd, one place says he's a good shepherd, one place says he's a gentle shepherd. One place says he's a chief shepherd. One place says he's a one shepherd. I thought, what more could you ask for? Says, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Brother Jesse, would you?
Most dear, kind, gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you tonight for this blessed book that you've given us. Thank you, Lord, and that for just giving us the opportunity to just open it up and to read from it. And Lord, we pray tonight that you just help Brother Wayne. God, we pray, Lord, that you just fill him up and that with your spirit. Lord, and just pour out what you put down on the inside. Lord, I'm glad to know that we don't have to have anything special or new, because it's nothing of us anyways, and it all comes from you. Lord, we pray, God, that your spirit and Lord, the word just goes out and that to those that need to hear it tonight. Lord, and I pray that each and every one of us would just open up our hearts, Lord, to receive the word. Lord, and that I pray, Lord, that you help him, help lift him up tonight, Lord, and use him for your honor, your glory. And we thank you and we love you. In Jesus' precious and holy name, amen.
Amen. Thought maybe about the shepherd. I thought maybe... I know Isaiah 53 tells us there's no beauty that we should desire him, and different things there in the book of Isaiah. But I thought there in John chapter 10 tells us that he's the shepherd, and that he knows his sheep and the sheep know him. And we know that tells us about some more that to be put into the fold, and there'll be one fold and one shepherd. And we know that. And we know that he is the great shepherd. And he's a precious shepherd.
Yes.
And he's wonderful to us. And he's the best thing that's ever happened to us. We know that he spoke this thing into existence. We know that that he created all things for his honor and for his glory. And we know that he is the great I am. We know that he's got many names, that he's the Rose of Sharon. The great I am. He's our buckler. He's our everything. In other words, and I tell you, there's a lot of folks that like to use him as a curse word. And they'll use him for this and, or a byword, but that wasn't meant to be that way. He's worthy to praise. He's worthy to adore. He's worthy to sing about. He's worthy to preach about. He's worthy to love. When problems come and when situations arise, where's the first place folks go? Lost and undone, without God, they'll be seeking God after using his name in vain. Or whatever the case may be. Why is that? Ignorance, I guess. But I thought, boy, he's worthy to uplift. Folks get excited about ball games. Folks get excited about entertainment, all kinds of situations. And, well, I think, boy, the greatest place to be, I'd rather be at the house of God as to be at the best nursing home that's ever been built, or the best jail that's ever been built, or the best jail that's ever been built. I'd rather be at the house of God, be able to feel his presence, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Is any place I know of. Boy, it's wonderful to feel the power of God. It makes things a whole lot better. But I begin to think maybe a little bit. I thought about how that if it was not for the Lord, where would people be? I thought, boy, how that I'm thankful. I thought we'd have no assurance. I thought, boy, we'd have no hope. We'd be in trouble. I tell you. I tell you, no telling where we'd be if it was not for the Lord tonight. I tell you, folks, it's lost and undone. If it wasn't for the Lord, if folks don't get right, they'll die and go to hell, in other words. But I tell you, I'm thankful the Lord's made a way of escape. He's got a Holy Ghost that dwells in the inside of every believer. And I tell you, He tells us to go out. And I tell you, we're the light of the world. And we're supposed to let our light shine. And boy, I tell you, I thought, boy, God's been good to us. And I thought, boy, if it had not been for the Lord, you'd probably be in hell tonight. And rightly deserved to be there. But I'm glad He made a way. Ain't you? I'm glad He gave us everything that we need that pertains to life and godliness. He's made a way. Well, I'm telling you, I appreciate that. I tell you, if it had not been for a Savior, I thought, well, what if it hadn't never been a heaven? Or what if it hadn't never been a hell? But I tell you, there's only two places that we know of that folks go. They either heaven or hell. There's no purgatory. There's no anywhere in between. I don't care what the Catholic says. I don't care what the Pope says. I don't care what our crooked leaders say. But there's a Holy Ghost and there's a God. And we've got a 66 books of the Bible. And it's real on every page. It may not. I mean, folks can use the Lord in vain. They can drink all the alcohol and do all the drugs that they want to do. But God is real. As the brother talked about this morning, you can look around at the creation and know that God is real. What, no crazy scientist didn't a monkey eat a banana and fall on Bumpy's tail and things of that nonsense. But there's a Holy Ghost and it's a real thing. And I'm glad He lives on the inside. And when we mess up, we don't need somebody to come up to us and tell us that we've messed up. We've got something on the inside. He said, I'd never leave you and I'd never forsake you. And that's exactly what He meant. I'm thankful we have a Holy Ghost, ain't you? I'm thankful we got a Bible. I'm thankful. I'm thankful we got a good King James Bible. I'm thankful how precious it is. I'll tell you, I realize folks can use it and throw it in their car and let it collect dust or put it on the coffee table and let it collect dust or whatever the case may be. But I'm thankful that it's a pathway, it's a roadmap, and it's good for mamas, and it's good for daddies, and it's good for grandma and grandpa, and it's good for all folks. I don't care who it is, it's good. It's good for the Catholic, the Methodist, the Presbyterian. It's good for all. If we'd apply it. Lord didn't just have this pen down just for kicks and giggles. He didn't have preachers to stand up and tell jokes and fairy tales and a bunch of nonsense. But it's to be taken serious. It's a serious book. I'm thankful for that, ain't you? I thought, boy, if there hadn't ever been no miracles, if there hadn't been the Lord Jesus Christ, what if there had never been no miracles? Without Him, there would have probably been no miracles as far as we know. That was done right anyway. I know there's maybe witchcraft and a lot of foolishness and things of that nature. Want to predict a crystal ball, it'll tell you do this and do that, a bunch of nonsense. But we've got a Bible. And we've got a holy indwelling of the Holy Ghost of God. I thought about what would he have done without the Lord. I thought, boy, he found grace in the eyes of the Lord. I'm glad we can find some grace in the eyes of the Lord, ain't you? I'm glad there's grace for every need. I tell you what when sickness comes and what if death comes and you ain't got nowhere to turn and you ain't got no way to talk to and you feel all alone. Boy, I'm thankful there's a Lord, ain't you? I thought about Abraham. I thought about what I thought, boy, that he had a friend that sticks closer than a brother. And he was delivered out of them pagan lands. If it had not been for the Lord. What about Sarah? If it hadn't been for the Lord and she hadn't conceived in her old age and there wouldn't have been Isaac. And then what about Lot? If there hadn't been no Lord, if there hadn't been somebody had to pull him out of Sodom. I'll say that's a lot of folks maybe get right with God and then they go astray. And boy, I thought, well, what if they wasn't a Holy Ghost? Or what if they wasn't somebody that the Lord sent somebody to help somebody else to pull them out of the fire, to keep them and warn folks about dying and going to a devil's hell? What about folks on the job or maybe down at the grocery store and you're trying to witness to them and trying to get their attention not to go to hell? What if we didn't have that? What if nobody really cared? What if nobody wanted to pray or nobody wanted to sing or nobody wanted to preach or nobody wanted to do anything for God? Where would we be? We'd be in a mess. We need that Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost is a real special person. And it can be really, real easy to offended. You notice when things are going real good, and it feels like somebody dumped a bucket of water on the service. Somebody's offended the Holy Ghost somewhere.
Amen.
Thought about what about Peter's mother-in-law? What if there hadn't ever been a Lord? What hadn't had somebody to help heal her? What about if me and you had got sick and we had some kind of problem and we didn't know what to do and we didn't have a Lord to call upon and there was just a wooden statue? I tell you, a lot of folks like the wooden statues and they like them little gods. And I tell you, these folks that's got little gods in their lives. These lost folks and they say folks that's got little gods. Or you can call them pet sins. You can call them whatever you want to call them. But we've got a Holy Ghost and we've got a great big God that spoke this thing into existence. And we act like he hadn't never done nothing for us. I'm thankful there in the book of Genesis it tells us how that he created man and how that he hung the moon up there and how he hung the stars and how that he created all the animals. And I thought, boy, what a great big God we serve, but yet he's small enough to live in the heart of every believer. I don't understand all that. I just believe it.
Yeah.
I may not be able to explain it, but I just believe it.
Amen.
I thought about that woman that had the issue of blood. I thought, boy, what if there hadn't been a Lord that she could touch the hem of his garment? What would have happened to her? She might have died. I don't know. But it's precious. I thought, boy, how we take things so lightly. I thought about Lazarus. I thought about how that he has died. And I thought about how that they said that if you'd have been here, this would not have happened. Yeah, but God's going to get the glory somehow, some way. You may lose a child, you may lose a spouse. I don't know. But the Lord will keep folks of attention.
Amen.
Whatever it takes. It doesn't matter if it's my family or your family, but it pays to serve the Lord. It pays to stay close to Lord Jesus Christ. I realize that folks interested in having a lot of possessions and having big bank accounts, and I thought, boy, that's all well and good in its place. I think over in the book of Ecclesiastes, I believe there's a time and a place for everything. But we got to put it in its right perspective. We're all mixed up a lot of times if we ain't real careful. We put our priorities in the wrong place. Instead of putting the Lord Jesus Christ first, we'll put everything else, and he'll be our last resort. When we should put him first. Maybe I'm the only one that does that. I thought about Zacchaeus. I thought, boy, there's a lot of people that didn't like him. A tax collector. I thought, boy, he probably wasn't a real nice person until the Lord passed by. And then he wanted to see Jesus for who he was. That's the way we ought to be when we come to the house of God. We ought to come and want to see Jesus for who he is. Come ready to worship and ready to pray and ready to do what? God, have our hearts prepared and our minds prepared to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. Maybe there's something come up on the job or there'll be other things in our lives and we'll be prepared for those things. But when we come to the house of God, why ain't we prepared to serve the Lord Jesus Christ? You get ready to go grocery shopping. You've got a basic idea of what you're going to get, right? I mean, majority of people probably knows or makes a list, however. But I thought, boy, when we come to the house of God a lot of times, why ain't we prepared? I thought about the thief on the cross. I thought, boy, what if the Lord hadn't have been there? What if there hadn't have been no Lord that's hanging there between them two thieves? If there had not been, I thought, boy, the Lord, he got to go to paradise. He said, remember me, Lord. Are we going to wait till we get real close to death before we decide that we're going to serve the Lord? Are we going to wait till somebody else, and we'll wait on somebody else to make the first move, or we'll wait on somebody else to do this or somebody else to do that? It's a lot easier to blame it on somebody else. It's real easy. We look in the mirror every morning, most of us do, if we're getting ready to go to work or whatever the case may be. And I'll tell you, if it had not been for the Lord, it's good to put this body under subjection. It's good to serve the Lord Jesus Christ, because if there had not been, we'd be in trouble.
Amen.
Look at Jonah. I thought, boy, if there had not been a Lord, if there had not been somebody that was concerned about him, if he had just obeyed God, done what he told him to do, like me and you, if we had just obeyed God the first time, we would not suffer some loss.
Amen.
We may not suffer some heartaches. We wouldn't suffer some problems in the flesh if we just do things when God told us to do them. But he had to suffer some things. You imagine standing in the belly of a whale or a great fish for 3 days and 3 nights and be vomited up on dry land. You imagine how rough it must have been. As far as I don't know anybody that's ever had to go through that.
Right.
What about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? You imagine somebody throwing you in a big fiery furnace and you're wondering if you're going to burn?
Praise God.
How much would be... would we have the faith to stand the test? Would we have the faith to trust God? What about Daniel when he was thrown into the lions of the den of lions?
Right.
Wonder how what kind of faith he had. If we're thrown in a situation like that, what would we do,
brother,
if it had not been for the Lord?
Yes, sir.
What about Hezekiah? He's going to die. The Bible tells us he's going to die. If the doctor told you he was going to live one day or a week, you think we would act different? I guarantee we would. We act like we're going to live forever, which we are somewhere. It just ain't going to be here. Like in this condition anyway. But I thought, well, they told him he's going to die. And he got serious with God. Ain't this thing worth getting serious about if it had not been for the Lord? Go ahead, brother.